prepare to meet your God. Video number 2. This is Angelica Zambrano's second experience with Jesus, visiting heaven and hell. On her second journey, Angelica was shown the judgment against Christians that rob from God in tithes and offerings, the judgment against idolatrous nuns and rebellious children, the Lamb's Book of Life, and much more. Tell my people that my coming is near. I come for my holy people. Tell my people that only the saints, that only the saints will see me. Angelica speaking. At 12 midnight, some brothers from church arrived at my house. Then the media arrived, and everything was recorded. As I was on the bed, suddenly I saw two angels. Like before, they took my hands and said, "Get up, because the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is waiting for you." As I got up, I saw my body lying there, and the other people that were in the room. I began walking. I stretched my hands out to the angels, and we started heading upwards. We were going up very quickly, and in just a matter of seconds, we arrived before the Lord. I heard the angels worshiping. "Hallelujah! Holy, holy!" I was so happy. In the kingdom of God was the most beautiful garden, and I saw the Lord approaching me. He said, "Daughter, I have been waiting for you, because I have many things to tell you." "Lord, here I am. I want to stay with you. I don't want to return to earth. Please let me stay with you." The Lord replied, "My child, you have many things to do. You have to work. You have to carry out my work. I will show you something for your life, something for my people, and something special for mankind, because I want to save humanity and do not want anyone to perish." Then I saw two angels, Michael and Gabriel, holding huge scrolls. These scrolls were very beautiful and glittering. As I was looking at the scrolls, I asked, "What is this?" And Jesus said, "Do you want to know what is in these scrolls?" "Yes, Lord." He said, "Michael, open it." As the angel Michael began to open the scroll, I could see gold lettering, like numbers, but I didn't understand it. I thought, "What is this?" And the angel Michael replied, "All these letters and numbers you see written here are those people on earth that have accepted our Lord as their only Savior through the experiences that you've had with Him." I was so excited and asked him, "How many are there?" He gave me the total number of souls in the thousands. I was heartbroken and began to cry, saying, "Lord, those are many souls that have been converted." And he responded, "You see, this angel, Angel Gabriel, has the total number of those people who were alienated from my ways and have now come to me. They have come to me, my child." I glanced at the number and noticed it was a great amount. I said, "Lord, that means my crown is full of pearls, and that you're going to leave me here in your kingdom." The Lord responded, "No, my child, your time is not yet. You have to return to earth. Would you like to see your crown?" Very excited, I replied, "Oh yes, Lord, I would love to see my crown." He said, "Angel Gabriel, bring her crown." I saw Gabriel carrying a very large tray with a beautiful crown, but with few pearls on it. I asked, "Lord, "Whose crown is this?" He replied, "This is your crown, my child." I asked, "But Lord, why is my crown not full of pearls, if many souls have come to you, Lord?" He replied, "Daughter, yet a long path awaits for you. Only 3,500 souls have come to my presence. But you have to go and preach my word, because there are still many souls that have to come to me." "But Lord, why can't I stay?" He told me, "Daughter, because the crown of life has to be full of pearls." I said, "Fine, Lord, I will carry out your work." Then he said, "I have something to show you, my child." The Lord took me, and we rapidly descended from heaven into a tunnel of hell, just like the first time I experienced in hell. I said, "Oh, Lord, what's happening?" Jesus said, "I have something to show you in hell." "But Lord, I don't want to be here. Lord, remember our first experience. You already showed me many things." He said, "Yes, my child, but now different things I will show you." We went down among the flames once more, and I started to cry. It was not easy to be there. I said, "Lord, I want to get out of here. Please help me. Help me." I heard millions of people, and some were saying, "Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Help me, please. Lord, give me another chance." Among all those people, I heard someone saying, "I ask for your forgiveness now, Lord, because I have stolen from you. Forgive me for stealing. I stole from you, Lord, and I don't want to do it again." I asked, "Lord, who is he, and why does he say he stole from you?" "My child, I will show you who he is." We entered his cell, and I saw a disfigured man. The flames opened up, and I could see he was being tormented. All those people who are in hell have a plaque on their chest and 666 written on their forehead. This man extended his hand and said, "Lord, forgive me." I asked, "Why are you here? Why are you asking for forgiveness from the Lord? Why? You say you've stolen from God, but no one can steal from God. This is impossible. Why do you say you've stolen from him?" And he replied, "I'll tell you my story. I was a Christian leader, and for 20 years I had known Christ. But during the 20 years I said, all that money from my tithes and offerings were just going to sustain the pastors. But I regret it because now I know it wasn't for them. It was for the Lord. And that's why I say I've stolen from God. And this very moment, there are many people on earth that are robbing the Lord like I did. When you return to the earth, tell all those people who don't want to give their tithes and offerings not to steal from the Lord. Otherwise, they'll wind up in hell, and no thief will enter the kingdom of heaven. I knew the holy word. Now I regret it and realize I robbed the Lord. Tell the people when you give to God, give to the Lord with true love." This man kept pleading, "Lord, forgive me." And the Lord said, "It is too late. There is no opportunity for you." I asked the man, "But why did you rob God? Why? You knew very well you cannot steal God's tithes and offerings." He said, "Yes, I knew very well, but never did follow it. I never did because I was a very proud man." Don't ever steal from the Lord. Give your tithes and offerings to God, because what we give the Lord on earth is not for men. When we give to God with all our heart, it is for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Bible says that the Lord tests us. It is clearly written in Malachi 3:8-10. You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, even the whole nation. Bring all the tithe, the whole 10% of your income, into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and prove me now by it, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. If you want God to greatly bless your life and your family, then don't ever steal from God. It's time to bless God so He can bless our lives. The Lord said, I will now show you something different. After leaving that place, the Lord reminded me of something that He showed me before my second experience. Around November, at that time I was shown cells in hell, which had a specific word. The word aviary was shown to Angelica. Research shows it to be an old Italian or Latin word. In research, we found a 400-page ancient manuscript regarding this word that spoke of a real hell. Now, I didn't know the meaning of this word, but I understood it to be something like religiosity. Jesus took me back to that same place to see those cells again. I saw thousands of people, and there were two women dressed in black. And I asked Jesus, who are they? I was shocked to see a nun, and in her hands were huge snakes, and the snakes, they were forming something like a crucifix and a rosary. I said, what is this? Why are they here? One of them spoke in a sad voice, saying, I was a nun on earth, but now I'm in this place. I saw how they began to pray, and a snake was squeezing her hands. From her hands were thousands of worms. And the Lord said, look and listen to those words. She began weeping. Oh Lord, I can't take it any longer. I want to get out of this place. I don't want to be here. Please, Lord, help me. Help me. Then I saw the other woman, and portions of their lives were revealed to me on some type of screen. I saw who the nuns really were and their secret lives. I saw how these nuns had sexual relationships with priests and how some nuns were also lesbians. I saw much more, and now they were so repentant. But unfortunately, there was no longer any opportunity for them to repent. It was too late. Those nuns said, go and tell all those on earth not to come to this place. Please go and tell them not to come here. Sometimes nuns and priests say that they will pray to have God release souls from purgatory. But I tell you the truth, whether you believe me or not, there is no such place as purgatory. Purgatory was invented by men. It was invented by the popes. The Bible clearly says that there is a heaven and a real hell. Jesus took me to both places, but never purgatory. He clearly told me, purgatory does not exist. Go and tell mankind to make their decision while on earth, because while there is life, there is opportunity to repent. Many people say, let's pray so our relatives may leave purgatory. Stop it, because if they are without Christ in hell, they will never get out. It's unfortunate but true, they're in hell. But if they died with Christ in their heart, then they are in the presence of our Holy Father. Oh, my heart aches knowing how many souls are deceived by the devil into believing in purgatory. My friend, it's time for you to know the truth. Purgatory does not exist. It just doesn't exist. You have to make your decision now, where and with whom you will spend eternity. You make your own decision, whether it's for the kingdom of heaven with Jesus Christ or hell with Satan. The Lord commanded me to be very direct with you when I tell you this, whether you believe it or not. I'm obeying the Lord's command because one day you and I will stand before God and testify for all the good and bad we did on earth. If you do not repent of your sinning and your worshiping idols, you will end up in hell. Turn to Christ. He will give you eternal life. I don't want to frighten you, but it's true. The Lord's word is very clear, and it says that no thief will enter heaven. The Lord showed me that within each image and statue, there is a demon. That is why people come to the Virgin of Guadalupe, the Virgin of Cinema, the Virgin Mary statues, and so many other virgins. Even statues with the Divine Child, the baby Jesus. Believe me, all these statues have demons behind them. Many people claim that they went to the Virgin of Guadalupe or the Divine Child and received a healing. But among each of these images is a demon. The devil listens, and with his false power, he sometimes makes it look like a miracle has happened. So you will keep believing and continue to worship him. Listen to me, the devil is going to repay you badly. He's going to give you eternal death. So stop worshiping images and seek Christ, because he will give you eternal life and life in abundance. The Lord showed me those nuns, and they were crying out, "I want to get out of here. I regret worshiping idols and sinning on earth. Now I can't leave this place." I asked one of them, "But you knew the truth. You knew God's holy word." And she replied, "Yes, I knew the holy word, but I never repented. I never searched for Christ. There are many nuns in convents for many reasons. I was in the convent because I suffered a painful disappointment in a love relationship. There are many nuns in convents because they have suffered disappointments in love. In many cases, their fiancé left them at the wedding altar, or their boyfriends had betrayed them. Many nuns are unfortunately in convents because their lives are so full of problems, and the convent is just an excuse. The only truth is, they are serving Satan." The Lord's holy word says in 1 Corinthians 6:9, "Do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." His holy word is clear. In Revelation 21:8, it says, "But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death." All the people in hell have no way of getting out. It's too late for them. But you who are still alive on earth, you can still be reconciled to God. Don't miss this chance. Perhaps now you're watching this, and it might be your last opportunity that God is giving you to repent. Escape from hell, because Christ is extending his hand of mercy towards you. When we left the cell, I began weeping and said, "Lord, take me out of here. Lord, I don't want to be here." He took me out and said, "I want to show you more." As we were walking away, I heard the screams of a young girl. Help! Help! Who are you? Why are you here? I asked. The girl responded, I'm a teenager. I was only 15 when I died, and I came to this place. But why are you here? What brought you here? I asked. And she said, I thought I had a lifetime ahead of me because I was very young. People always talk to me about Christ and salvation, but I always said that evangelical Christians were crazy. I always rejected the Holy Word. I did not want to accept the Lord. Every time they spoke to me, I just laughed and mocked them. And now I see that I made the worst mistake of my life. Look at me. I'm here burning in flames. I died in a car accident, and now I regret it so much. I've taken so many paths through this place, searching for a way out. And when I find it, I can't leave because the demons that torment me approach me and they say, You can't leave this place. You're here for eternity. I don't want to be here. Oh, please help me. Help me. I said, I can't do anything for you. I wish I could help all these people. The Lord said, There is no opportunity for those who are here, but only for those on earth. The girl said, Oh, please go tell people, and even my family, not to come to this place. Go talk to the youth who still have an opportunity to seek for Christ. Tell them to turn away from sin. Back on earth, I was living a dreadful life, a life full of sin. I was very proud. I enjoyed going to party after party. I never obeyed my parents. I had always been rebellious. Now I regret it so much, and I want them to forgive me. I want to get out of here. Tell everybody on earth not to come here. Not to come, please. Tell them to obey their parents, to accept Christ because He truly saves. He truly saves. And the devil deceived me, and now I know I can never leave this place, and how I regret it. She cried and extended her hand out. I wanted to help her, but when I reached out my hand, she began to shout and was pulled back into the flames. I cried out, Lord, how terrible it is to be in this place. And He responded, Yes, daughter, remember this. Go back to earth and obey my order, so that mankind can believe that hell is real and eternal, because there are still many who do not believe in hell yet. There are many who scoff and say that hell is a fable. Days before my first experience in hell, the Lord gave me a vision and said, Look, this person went to hell. I'm talking about the famous man known as MJ, Michael Jackson. He's also known by his white glove. He was in hell for the reason I stated on my previous video. While I was recording that video, the Lord told me, Talk about him. That's why I'm telling you about him, being in hell's flames. While approaching that place of flames, I noticed many demons in a circle. And within that circle, there was someone being tormented. He extended his burning hands and was yelling, Help! Help! I wanted to help him so badly. And I could see how the demons would raise him up and they forced him to dance and sing like he did on earth. The demons mocked him, and they threw him into the flames. They would pick him up and whip him. He screamed in terrible pain. Oh, how horribly he was being tormented. It broke my heart to see this, and I said, Lord, please do something. Lord, please help him. As I extended my hand to help him, my hand suddenly burst into flames, and it filled with worms. I said, Look! Look what's happening! Then the demons began to laugh and mock at me, saying, You're gonna stay in this place. I then noticed I could not see or feel the Lord next to me. It seemed I was alone. I cried, Lord, you left. Why am I still here? The demon said, We're gonna torment you. You're staying here. Then I heard a terrifying laugh. It was so horrible. Ha ha ha. You're gonna stay here. I finally trapped you, right where I want you. I wanted you here because you've stolen many souls from me. I will destroy you. Here is where you belong. He gave orders to the demons. Take her away. Take her where she belongs. I responded, No, I'm not staying here, because the Lord is with me. He said he will not leave me here. Then I heard Satan's voice. You are staying here, because the Lord is not with you. Look around, he's not with you. I looked, but I could not see the Lord. I felt so lonely and I began to doubt. I began weeping and cried out, Lord, why did you leave me? Why, Lord, why? Instantly, the Lord said, Daughter, I am here. I heard his voice in my ear. Looking straight at Satan, I replied, The Lord is here with me. But he responded, No, he's not. Take a look. I couldn't see Jesus, but I could hear his voice. I began to doubt again because the demons were getting so close to me. I felt a rope tied around my waist that kept pulling me towards that freaky voice. It said, You damn fool. That's what you are, a damn fool. I will destroy you because you've encouraged many souls not to come to hell. Many souls are led out of hell because of your preaching. Don't do it anymore. Keep your mouth shut. Just shut your mouth. I will destroy you. I will kill you. I kept crying as he accused me. Suddenly, I responded, No, Satan, you will not destroy me, because the Lord said he is with me. I can't see him, but I truly know he is here. Satan kept laughing at me. I was being pulled to some place. I shouted, The blood of Jesus has power, and I'm covered in his blood. It covers me now, and Satan will run away because of the blood of Jesus is on me. Greater is he that is within me than you. Greater is he that is within me. I kept repeating these words. Then I felt something loosen from me, like something came off. It was the rope that was around my waist. Finally, I was out of hell and back in the presence of the Lord. The Lord said, I want to give you this message for when you go back to earth. Go and tell my people to seek me in spirit and in truth. Go tell my people to live in holiness. Go and tell my people it is the time. It is the time to meditate on the Holy Word. I not only want my people to read, but to scrutinize my holy word. Because, daughter, this is what is happening on earth. On earth, day after day, apostasy is multiplying. Yet there are many of my children, many of my chosen ones that will be deceived. Daughter, tell my people to scrutinize my holy word. So they cannot be deceived, and to seek my presence in spirit and truth. I said, Oh yes, Lord, I will obey, but Lord, I need your help. Please help me, Lord. He responded, Daughter, when you return, you shall not fear, because I will stand by you. I will speak through your mouth what I have to say to my people. I have seen many rise up against you, but remember, I will always be with you as I promised, and I am your faithful witness. Then I saw angels around me. I recognized the angel Michael because I met him before. The Lord said, "Listen, Angel Michael is going to show you something." The angel Gabriel was also at my side. Then the angel Michael took my hand, and the Lord commanded him, "Take her and let her see what you have to show her." As we walked, we soon began to climb up the most beautiful staircase. It seemed like a ballroom. And in a high place in the room, there was an altar with a most beautiful golden pulpit. When we got to the pulpit, I saw a huge book and asked Michael, "This book, what is it?" He put his hand on the book and raised his voice, saying, "Angelica, this book you see here is the Book of Life." I opened it and looked at it page by page. I said, "What does this book mean? What's written on it?" Michael said, "Open it. Upon this book is written all the names of those on earth who have repented and turned their lives to our Heavenly Father." As I was looking through the book, I asked Michael, "Is my name written here?" "Yes, look it up and you'll find it." I looked, but I couldn't find it. And a little worried, I asked, "It's not here. My name's not here. I can't find it. Where is it?" He responded, "Look, here is your name." I was glad to see my name, but I could not understand it because it was written in another language. I noticed that there are many names sparkling. So I asked him, "Why are those names bright and tingling?" He responded, "These names you see sparkling in the Book of Life are those people on earth at this very moment are repenting of their sins and seeking for God's presence. Look, these other names are hardly seen, and some of them are being deleted, as many have already been. Are those people on earth that are turning away from God's ways? You have to do something. Do something." Once again, he put his hand over the Book of Life and said to me, "Go and tell mankind that if their name is not written in this book, they cannot enter the kingdom of my Heavenly Father. They cannot enter the kingdom of heaven." I responded, "All right, I will do so." It is written in Revelations 20:15, "If anyone's name was not found recorded in the Book of Life, he was hurled into the lake of fire." We walked out and went back to Jesus. He said, "It is time for you to return to earth." Do you think your name is written in the Book of Life? If you do not think so, go and seek God. If you've turned your back on God, reconcile to Him, because He's willing to forgive you, no matter what you have done. Remember, He came to save sinners. He came to forgive all mankind's sins on earth. Just open your heart and ask Him to forgive you. He's willing to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, as it is clearly written in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. While returning back to earth, I saw my body just lying there. It was early in the morning, around 7 a.m. In my house, I could see my family and some members from church. The Lord said, "Daughter, enter your body. Enter your body. Do it now." "All right, Lord." "Remember this. You will have many experiences with me, and soon there will be a third one regarding what is happening within my people. Just remember, I am with you." I suddenly saw a light, and angels began singing. After many hours, I was finally able to open my eyes. It took me many days to recover. I want you to know that everything you've heard on this video is not a fairy tale. It's not a story. The Lord allowed me to experience this. I want you to know that if you need God to forgive you, then close your eyes and pray to Him. Put your right hand over your heart and pray to Him, saying, Lord Jesus, I repent of all my sins. I repent because I have sinned against you. I ask you, Lord, to forgive my sins and cleanse me with your precious blood. I ask that you write my name in the book of life. Seal me with your Holy Spirit. Enter and dwell in my life and free me from all wickedness. I renounce the desires of my flesh. I renounce my former life and all that is unpleasing to you. I declare today that all chains that bind me be released. I am free because you have freed me. In the name of Jesus, amen. May God's peace be with our hearts. And remember that it's His Holy Spirit, and only the Holy Spirit, whom convicts us of all sins. May God bless you.